This is Sanjay Bandyopadhyay. I have reached Pandit Subhadrachi's residence at 6 Cannon Street, Kolkata 14. And today is the 2nd of January 2015. And I have requested Subhadrachi to kindly let us have some anecdotes. So over to Subhadrachi.
My first encounter with Indian classical music was my association with the late Nikhil Bandyopadhyay, Nikhil Banerjee, as he is known throughout the world. Nikhil da, I remember very much because he was in all respects a Calcuttan. He was one of maybe 8 children or 11 children, I don't remember, of his father. And his father also played sitar and had his talim from Ashiq Ali Khan Sahib, who was, I think the name, I may have been a bit confused, but Mustaq Ali Khan Sahib's father. Yeah. Probably his name was actually, he was a student of Barkatullah Khan Sahib. Mm-hmm. And I remember that I went to his Linton Street residence, which was not very far away from my residence, 90 Linton Street, if I remember. And I had seen Nikhil practicing for 10 hours. I don't think any sitar player had practiced so much. That's why he could perhaps superimpose all the good things of a Gandhar Pancham sitar into a Kharat Pancham sitar. In his dance, he went right up to the Kharat string, which showed unique balance of the right and left hand, not only on one string as is usual, but also in his changing from one string to the other, right up to the fourth string, which was the Kharat. It is also very interesting that he learned from so many local persons whose names are not heard, but they are fully Calcuttans. His talim under his father was at a very young age. His father was an office goer, an amateur sitar player. Then he was taken to John Gomez, who was a Gandhabandhan disciple of Tadilat Khan Sahib and the father of Benjamin Gomez, whom we have heard a number of times in All In Radio. He had a very clear hand. John Babu belonged to perhaps Chittagong district of Bangladesh. And that was evident because I have been to John Babu's house and the cooking smelled fantastic. Only Chittagong, cuisine could be so beautiful. And Nikhil Dai learnt from him for 2 or 3 years and got a glimpse of how to control the instrument. Not just playing 1 or 2 taal, but how to control the instrument at least 2 octaves with the improved Inayat Khan Sahib technique. And as a disciple of John Gomez, he won not only first prize in the All Bengal Music Competition of the Pathuria Ghata House, which was the most prestigious competition, but he won the first prize in all groups taken together, right from junior to senior, and competitors were all quite famous later on, like Apuresh Chatterjee was one of the competitors. And Nikhilda won the first prize. That was his first achievement. Then he learned also from Mustaq Ali Khan Sahib. And the way Mustaq Ali Khan Sahib influenced him is very clear, that his right hand remained Mustaq Ali Khan Sahib throughout his life, and also part of his left hand. He played with three fingers, of course, Maihar Gharanati, but his control with the 2 fingers and the placement of the 2 fingers was like his mentor, Mustaq Ali Khan Sahib. Then, of course, for monetary reasons, he couldn't continue his talim with Mustaq Ali Khan and came to Radhu Babu, Radhika Mohan Maitro, who was then not a professional musician. He was a Jamindar of Rajshahi, just settled in probably Chakraberia Road or Picnic Garden Road. I think Chakraberia Road was his first residence. And Nikhil used to go there. Then Nikhilda went to Birinda Kishore and learnt as much as 200 Drupad songs. She was a wonderful singer and often used to play harmonium and sing Gyan Babu's compositions, modern compositions, Adhunik Bangla Gan, Rag Pradhan Bangla Gan. Then it was with Birinda Kishore Roychowdhury's letter that he met Ustad Alauddin Khan Sahib. When he, in the lakes, in the Baligarh lakes, Alauddin Khan Sahib used to take a walk every morning when he was in Calcutta. And Alauddin Khan Sahib said, I will take you since Birinda Kishore Roychowdhury has sent you. Because Birinda Kishore Roychowdhury's father had made a masjid for us, and we treat him like our father. And Birinda Kishore Roychowdhury also is like my younger brother. There is no one equal to him in Jor Alap vocabulary. Jor, the various parts of Jor, Lari, Largutao, Mad Jor, and Kamal Jor. And Jor is now gone from Indian music. The last persons who played real traditional Jor was Pandit Ravi Shankar and Pandit Radhika Mohan Maitra. The concept of, you know, Gamak Jor, Bilambit Jor, Lori Jor, and Bolbanis and Todas, these things have evaporated from the shortcut to the stage musical atmosphere today. And she started learning from Ustad Alauddin Khan and later took elaborate concert talim from Ustad Ali Akbar Khan Sahib. I'm using the word concert presentation talim because Ali Akbar Khan Sahib's art of teaching was sit with me and play and perfect yourself in concerts. This was in the year 1956, 54, 55, 56. In the early 50s, Ravi Shankar ji had some differences with his wife, Annapurna Devi, and they had separated actually. Annapurna Devi was staying somewhere else with the father and then at a building called Akashganga. I have been there a number of times in Mumbai, which was given by the Tatars. Ravi ji, of course, looked after her every month. And first of month, every month, Raviji sent some money, 3,000 rupees. In those days, a lot of money. It came regularly to her. And this separation proved to be a boon for Nikhil Bandyopadhyay. These are all truths, unpleasant truths. Bengali society is very conservative. They know everything, but they would never say these things. I am probably a strange mixture of the East and West. With my English schooling, I say these things very openly because fact is fact. And because of this separation, they concentrated on Nikhil Bandyopadhyay as a performing artist. And Nikhil's bloomed. But his blooming did not omit the things which he had learned from Radhu Babu, Radhika Mohan Maitra, from Mustaq Ali Khan, from John Gomez. So in him we find a brilliant combination of the Inayat Khani Baj and the Maihar Baj. And it is this brilliance which we will call proudly the Calcutta Gharana. Because it is not Maihar fully. I have used this word, I was the first person to use this word for Swapan Chaudhary in Statesman. Nowadays this word is being used, Ajay Chakravarti is also using this. Probably he took it from my article. And I would say Nikhil Banerjee is a real, in spirit and in heart, a typical Calcutta Gharana musician.
Thank you.